This is GQDN for Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's really good stuff. Go get it. Go get it. Seriously. Go get it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a little bit of Tomb Raider, we got some Evo game announcements, and we have a little bit of Xbox news. But we begin today with Rock, Paper, Shotgun, because they were talking about a creator of the game Fortune's Run and why he is going, or she is going, to jail. Now, that is because Fortune's Run was going to be under development. But the thing is, the Team Fortune's lead developer, Dizzy, has been handed a 3-year sentence for violent crime and has following 5 years of court time. Now, the other developer, Arcane, left the game development after recovering from some surgical procedure that was mishandled last year. And Dizzy's departure, well, Dizzy said that she had nothing to do with it. So Dizzy did get up on Steam, and this is how Rock Paper Shotgun found out. She said, quote, "It's a long story, but I've lived a very different life before I was a game developer, and I wasn't living very well. My case is about 5 years old now. I have been going through the legal process the whole time I've been working on this. I've finally been found guilty and sentenced. And I'm going away next month. It's a shame, but it's the consequences of my actions. I was a very violent person, and I hurt a lot of people in my life. Unfortunately, the sentence is going to help out with that at all. But I guess we all know that." End quote. But Dizzy, within that quote, did say that she met the other developer, and then she tried to tell Dizzy's side of the story. Dizzy tried to tell her own story. Further quote, "If you want to accuse me of something, accuse me of stressing her out with my legal problems and my crazy work schedule." End quote. Now, Eric Kane has been in charge of the Fortune's Run's Q&A, along with a few more segments, and that was following her surgical procedure. Dizzy has been working on the game solo after that procedure, and she was trying to finish it, or finish as much as she could as soon as possible, before beginning their incarceration. It is not known when that sentence begins. Further quote, "It's been very difficult to do alone, but I actually managed by basically not sleeping to complete the work in time so that it could be released before I'm sent away. Since Arcane and I decided to part ways, development will be completely interrupted until I'm released. I know many of you will be upset and disappointed, but please understand there's absolutely nothing I can do. These wheels were in motion long before I started making this game, and it's just been slowly unraveling in my face the whole time." Now, the sales of Fortune's Run has been just strong enough for Dizzy to be able to afford rent after their release from prison, and Rock Paper Shotgun thinks that there's a chance for the game to be released, but that is a long way off. Good luck, Dizzy. You'll need it. Now, talking about games in development, PC Gamer said that one of the UFO believers tried to make a space game with some input from alien abductees, but that's been shut down because of a bomb threat. The game is called Universal Conquest, at least was called that, and that was a space strategy game. But because of the threat, it has been taken down from Steam. So basically it's been delisted, and that was taken down by the solo developer. Now, Universal Conquest did appear on Steam in June last year, and it was taking a look at space in the future from where you are. Now, the developer of Universal Conquest is listed as Reptilian Games, and they do go by the name Dan when they're replying to negative comments on Steam. Big kungos. So, after the bomb threat, they took the game offline because there were other threats with that game as well. Here's what they said on the blog post on Steam. Quote, "We're being forced to take the game offline. We can't answer too many questions, but law enforcement knows, and that's part of the problem, end quote. And I'm not going to get into too many of the threats. We don't have time for that. But do know that game is going to be gone. But one game is coming. Donkey Kong Country is returning. But according to Eurogamer, some of the old staff members won't be in the credits. So Donkey Kong Country was released in 2010 on Nintendo Wii. But since the game was developed by Retro Studios, the remake is not going to be Retro Studios. It's going to be Forever Entertainment. And since it's Forever Entertainment, the credits will go to them and not Retro Studios. So that would be that. Just know that that's coming. And then PlayStation Lifestyle was talking about Xbox. Why? Because they said that Xbox almost shut down in 2021. Now look, we know that Game Pass is falling short, but the CEO, Satya Nadella, gave Game Pass a chance, and that is why that is still, or Xbox is still up. But the news was found out by TheInformation.com and Reset Era, because they claimed that Nadella did tell two people at the time that he would either close down Xbox or figure out a way to boost Game Pass subscriptions. So he chose Game Pass. And that was part of acquiring Bethesda and Activision Blizzard for over $82 billion. Now, right now, according to the information, Game Pass is still falling short because Microsoft is trying to get 100 million Game Pass subscribers by 2030, which would mean it has to figure out a way to triple the current subscription numbers within the next 5 years. That's a direct quote from the site. So will they get there? We'll see. Now we go to EVO 2025. And both My Nintendo Everything and GameSpot's got this because they made their announcements as to what games will be a part of EVO. And that'll start very soon. I'm looking at the announcement date, and I'm thinking that the event's already started. No, that was just the announcement date, because that will be all throughout the year. The fighting tournament will begin August 1st and will last through the 3rd. And the games are Street Fighter VI, Tekken 8, Guilty Gear Strive, Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves, Mortal Kombat 1, Granblue Fantasy vs. Rising, Under Night and Birth 2, says Celis, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Those are the games. So that should be interesting. We just got an update for you too. Push Square said that if you're looking for the PlayStation 5 disc drives, well, they're back in stock. $79, actually $80, in both PlayStation Direct and Amazon. So if you want the disc drives, you can get them. They're in stock. VG247, words are hard, said that a game made an update too. Vulcan, Lords of Mayhem, it's a Diablo-like RP made by Vulcan Studios. Well, they came out with a 1.0 release. Now, the game came out in 2020, so this was indeed a surprise. But they also unveiled a project, Pantheon, with this new ARPG, and they put that video up on YouTube. Now, Project Pantheon will be hosting two alpha tests. The first test will be January 25th and 26th, and that'll be to players in Europe. But the weekend after that, February 1st and 2nd, will be the North American leg, so people in North America can test it. If you want to test it, there's a site called playgdr.com, and you will be able to sign up and play the game in their alpha. Now, Pure Xbox said that Tomb Raider 4-6 did remastered. Yeah, 4-6 is remastered, and they beefed up the bosses. That was all done by Aspyr and Crystal Dynamics, and they did put up a showcase on their launch trailer on how the bosses are now. So if you like the remaster, you can meet the new bosses if you want. PlayStation said, here, we got some games for you. And they'll be in the premium catalog this January. Some games are coming, some games are going. So if you want these games, God of War Ragnarok, Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name, Atlas Fallen, Reign of Sand, SD Gundam, Battle Alliance, Sharanana, Wild Hearts, I Know, Much Lime, Orcs Must Die 3, Citizen Sleeper, Poker Club. Under Premium, it'll be Indiana Jones and the Staff of Kings, and Medieval 2. Now, these games will be leaving, so if you have them on your PlayStation Plus, in order to continue the games, you'll have to purchase them. And these games are Resident Evil 2, Life is Strange, Life is Strange Before the Storm, Just Cause 3, Just Cause 4 Reloaded, Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection, Legend of Mana, Secret of Mana, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Heartspace Shipbreaker, Pure Hold'em World Poker Championship. Those are the games that are coming, those are the games that are leaving. And we will leave you as well. This has been a Dawn Forge Production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.